Thousands claim dubious Chinese-made Sinovac vaccines gave them leukemia, diabetes. By John Hayward on March 4, 2024. Almost 3,000 people who claim to have suffered illnesses from China's dodgy coronavirus vaccine signed a petition asking Chinese Communist Party officials to take responsibility for their illnesses and plan to appear at this week's Two Sessions policy meeting in Beijing. A representative for the victims named Qian Dalong told Radio Free Asia, RFA, on Friday that the petition probably would have garnered even more signatures. But communist officials moved quickly to delete it from social media after it became a viral sensation. Qian said officials have set up layers of obstacles to prevent people from speaking on the vaccine issue. We have already mailed the petition to them. Whether the delegates have a conscience or dare to take up the issue? We don't know, he told RFA. Qian himself was paralyzed after taking his third dose of China's primary coronavirus vaccine, Sinovac. His account on the tightly controlled social media platform Weibo was shut down after he described his experiences in a post, and he spent a month in detention. Sinovac was originally touted as a triumph of Chinese medicine, but it soon turned into a public relations nightmare, as the injections proved largely ineffective against most strains of Wuhan coronavirus. Buyers of the Chinese vaccine began grumbling they paid handsomely for shots that did virtually nothing to slow the spread of the coronavirus or ameliorate its symptoms. In 2021, Singapore's Ministry of Health announced that people who received Sinovac or another major Chinese product, Sinopharm, should not be considered vaccinated at all. Also in the summer of 2021, Thailand announced it discovered defective doses in shipments of Sinovac contaminated with mysterious lumps of gel. Sinovac attempted to manage its public relations debacle by advising that a third dose of the vaccine was needed to achieve true effectiveness. The company made some wildly unrealistic claims about how much more effective its vaccine would become after the third injection. RFA spoke with an expert who asked for anonymity out of fear of reprisal, who said the claims of injury made by Qian and the other petitioners were plausible. In the history of China's public health, similar incidents have emerged one after another, the unnamed expert said. China has indeed suffered from a string of pharmaceutical scandals, many of them involving vaccines. Some of the largest public demonstrations against the tyrannical regime have been spurred by the government's refusal to address lethal malfeasance from pharma companies. The most terrifying thing about this country is not the technical problem. The Chinese government and vaccine companies are bound by interests. There has never been transparent data and credible information. The system is shady, so what defenders are facing is not just a company, but the entire government, the expert explained. The expert said the most reasonable course of action would be for the Chinese Health Ministry to establish a fund through which Sinovac could pay for treatment for the petitioners. But there was little hope for such a rational solution because it would require at least a tacit admission of wrongdoing by the Chinese government and a state-run corporation. The regime in Beijing has already deployed its experts to dismiss all claims of injury from the vaccines as irresponsible. Qian said the government has been so effective at dissuading criticism of the vaccines that some victims are afraid to step forward, or simply do not know that side effects are possible. Almost all of the 3,000 petitioners claim to have contracted leukemia and/or type 1 diabetes. There should be more than 3,000 victims, as some don't even realize that it's because of the vaccine, Qian said. In July 2022, Chinese health experts responded to growing rumors of leukemia and diabetes by insisting those diseases cannot be side effects of vaccination. Chinese Academy of Sciences researcher Wang Fusheng argued that since over 90% of the immense Chinese population had been vaccinated at that point, there should have been far more complaints about side effects. If the vaccines do trigger diabetes or leukemia, the number of people affected would have significantly increased. But based on clinical data, this didn't happen, Wang said. An alleged leaked internal document from the Chinese National Health Commission, NHC, to provincial offices in March 2022 suggested there was a significant rise in leukemia cases after the Wuhan coronavirus vaccinations. The document indicated the NHC wanted more data about the leukemia surge and also directed health officials to suppress discussion of the vaccine side effects in the name of preserving social stability ahead of the 2022 Two Sessions meetings. The two sessions are simultaneous meetings of the National People's Congress, NPC, China's rubber stamp legislature, and the Chinese People's Political Consultative Congress, CPPCC, a powerless advisory body. The regime is already nervous that discussion of the poor economy during the two sessions could increase public discontent. So it probably would not look kindly upon a frank discussion of vaccine side effects and political cover-ups.